Hey, I know you didn't expect me. Mwah. I brought you dinner and a snack. I know you're busy, but things haven't been really great between us lately. I came all the way to your office tonight just to see you. Would you mind talking with me for a while? Oh, you don't have the time. Are you sure? What about all the men in your office who saw me come in wearing this tight little red dress that shows off my tits? Do you think they would have the time to fuck me? I think they would probably make time, don't you? Oh, so now you're interested. Worried about your wife fucking some stud out there in the parking lot? You're angry now. Good. I don't think I could take being ignored any longer. I didn't, by the way. Fuck anybody else. Even if I wanted to, I don't think I could. I fucking love you, you asshole. Maybe it was cruel to say those things, or maybe it was to catch your interest and remind you that your wife needs you. Maybe I want you to know how I feel. I feel insecure. Look around your office and I see a lot of attractive, intelligent, and much younger women. Women who would jump at the chance to be with someone like you, married or not. Honey, I know that you're doing this for us, but it's been months of me getting maybe a few hours of time with you a week, and it's been over a month since you showed any interest in having sex with me. I'm afraid of bothering you or being needy when you're stressed, and I'm afraid I've been failing you somehow. Or that you've lost interest, or that you found someone else. Mostly, I'm just afraid you don't love me anymore. And I'll become just like a lot of my friends, suddenly alone and wondering how my love vanished. No, I know you still love me. Of course, I know. I just see things moving in the wrong direction. So I thought about it and I decided that it wasn't inevitable. I could remind you of why you fell in love with me and support you while you finish this project. Do you remember when before we got married, when I was finishing my last degree? I was gone a lot. You supported me. You let me cry on your shoulder. You paid all the bills and told me not to worry. And you fucked me when I needed it. I didn't want anybody but you. You made sure of that by being a good husband. So I guess I'm saying that while I'm feeling neglected, I'm also feeling very selfish. I need to stop waiting for you to take care of me and take care of you instead. Remember when your friends told you not to date me because I was a slut? You ignored them. You understood that just because I was a girl who was forward and slept with more than a few men didn't mean that she wasn't honest. And then I never cheated. You understood that about me. You told me right off that you didn't want a one-night stand with me. You wanted something long-term. It surprised me. I don't know if I ever told you how much I love you for that. Your friends were partially right, though. I mean, I am a slut, but I'm your slut. Maybe that's what you need right now. So, tonight I put on my tightest, most revealing dress I have, and then I made you something delicious, and I came to your work after hours. And I'd really like to have your cock in my mouth. And then maybe you could bend me over your desk and fill me with your cum. You could use me really roughly like you used to. I know I pissed you off earlier. Maybe you should break me in again if I'm getting too bratty. Since I'm not hearing any objections, I don't think I tell you enough how amazing your cock is. You've made me scream so many times with it. It's what I think about when I'm fingering myself. It makes me just forget that other men exist. Can I please, please just have a little taste? Thank you. Was that a moan? Did you forget how skilled your slut wife is with her tongue? That's right. Grab my hair and fuck my mouth. Use me like the slut I am. Oh, fuck. It's so hot when you just take what you want from me. Yeah, I can see you're pissed. Your slut wife needs to be put in her place. Oh, fuck, maybe that's right. Just bend me over and pull my dress up. Please hurt me. Oh, tear that thong off me. God, that's hot. See how wet your whore is for you? Please, please, baby, show me how much you need me. Show me how bad I am for teasing you. Oh, fuck. That's right, baby. Fuck me hard, baby. Just like on our wedding night when you made me come and cry at the same time. Oh, I love it when you're sweet. But your blood needs to be claimed, please. Will you do that for me? Fuck, yeah, just like that. Grab my hair and force my head into your desk. Oh, it's okay if you bruise me. Oh, I love it when you mark me. I want to be your slut. I don't want to be your slut, just yours. Oh, take me, baby. Please, please come and be. It's not safe today. I don't care. Oh, I love knowing that I'm full of your cum, and I'd be so happy if you fucked a baby into me. Please, you don't know how much I'd love it. That's it, baby. Use me. Use me, please. Please, please come at me. Prove I'm yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You are. Oh, my God. You are still amazing. Oh, and you look pretty happy, too. I know you're going to work late tonight and until this project is done. I just want you to remember that your wife loves you and understands. I want you to call me anytime you need me. Don't even ask. Just tell your slut wife where to be, and I'll take anything, do anything for you. Just please remember how much I love you. I know you love me, but it's so good to hear it. Especially after such a good hard fucking.